Welcome to Bible Adventures. Help for today, hope for tomorrow.
Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. No sin is too big, no problem too small. Jesus is Lord of all.
Almost 200 years ago, a cargo ship sailed near the African coast bordering the Sahara Desert. It was close to sinking. The ship's crew tried hard to fix it, but soon they'd used up all their food and drinking water. There was no hope. They would have to get to land and trust their fate to the local tribes. The tribespeople took all the crew and the captain away as slaves. They battled through the scorching hot desert days and freezing cold nights with very little food or drink. But at last, some of them and the captain got back to their homeland, far away on the other side of the world. Have you ever been so thirsty that you thought you'd die? Are you in a dry area that gets very little rain? Or perhaps even in a desert country? Some deserts are hot, like the Sahara in northern Africa. Others are cold, like the Gobi of Mongolia. And there are even ice deserts in the north and south poles. Yet, some people have got used to living in these very difficult places. In today's Bible adventure, the Almighty God's people are in this sort of country. The Bible book Exodus chapter 15 says this: Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went 3 days in the desert and found no water. The great and holy Creator God knew all about this very dry land, and He was guiding His people to walk through it. He also knew all the difficulties His people would face before the end of their journey.
The people of Israel had escaped their biggest danger, now that the Egyptian army no longer existed, and they were safe for the time being. But further trials and difficulties faced Moses and his people as they began to cross the wilderness.
Father, it's so hot, and I'm so thirsty.
I'm afraid we're all thirsty, son. Sharon had the last of our water this morning. Let's hope we soon find some.
But isn't there any water left? Not the least little drop.
The sun beat down on the marching column as it trudged through the shadeless desert. Suddenly, shouts of excitement were heard from the head of the caravan, while those further back strained to hear what was happening.
What are they saying? Water? Sharon, do you hear?
Water? They found water.
I think I see it. Up there ahead.
Water at last.
Now I can have a drink. I think it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Water! This water doesn't smell right to me.
It smells awful.
It smells like brackish water to me. Maybe it's no good for drinking.
I'll taste it. It's bitter as gall.
Bitter? You mean it's no good?
Poison you if you drink it.
Oh, what shall we do? What shall we do? We can't go on any further. We'll die of thirst. I tell you, we'll die.
I'm so thirsty, my mouth feels dry.
Lord, Lord, thou knowest that thy children are thirsty, yet the water which they have found is salt and unfit to drink. Help thou thy children.
Be not downhearted, Moses. Take the branches of the trees that thou seest and cast them into the water.
Why is Moses throwing tree branches into the water?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Now he's drinking the water.
It must be all right, then.
Can we drink some, too?
No. I'll try it first. I want to make sure the water's all right. It is sweet and fresh. Here, Sharon, Nebed, drink all your fill. You too, dear.
Oh, isn't it wonderful? A direct miracle of God.
With their faith and their strength renewed by the fresh water, the Israelites were soon ready to move on again. And towards evening they came to Elam, where there were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees. They encamped there by the waters. They rested at Elim for some weeks because Moses wanted them to be rested and strong for the next stage of their journey. When Moses felt that the people were rested sufficiently, he gave orders to resume the journey. For many days, they traveled across that hot, dry wilderness, making camp at the most likely spots.
This journey is so tiring, and it's getting worse all the time.
Well, I almost wish that we'd never left Egypt. There's Moses over there, with a crowd around him. He's telling them something. Let's go closer and listen.
Yes. Now be calm, all of you, for I have already spoken with the Lord about our lack of food, and I have his answer.
Answers aren't going to fill our stomachs.
How little faith you have. But tonight you shall have proof that our Lord looks after us and protects us.
And that evening, a mass of quail flew by, and the Israelites caught them and ate their fill. And in the morning, the dew lay round about the camp. And when it had gone up in the heat of the morning sun, behold, upon the face of the wilderness lay small round things, as small as the hoarfrost on the ground.
This is funny-looking stuff. I wonder what it is. I've never seen anything like it. Have you, Father?
It must be the bread that the Lord promised us.
My people, your attention, please.
It's Moses.
Last night you had your fill of meat, even as the Lord promised. And this manna on the ground is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat.
We can understand how hard it was for the people, their children and all their animals, as they plodded on under the burning sun. Their water bags were empty, so we can picture how excited they were when they finally found water. And we can certainly understand their great distress when they found they could not possibly drink it. Why would the Almighty God lead them to such bitter, salty water? They felt badly let down. In the Bible book Isaiah, chapter 55, God says this: "As high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my ways and my thoughts above yours." God was ready to show his great power and his tender care over his people once again, if only they would have faith in him. He wouldn't let them down, he wouldn't fail them. Over and over again, he led them in ways where they could not help themselves. Over and over again, he tried to teach them to hold on to their faith in him and trust him in all their problems. Their faith would not grow if life was easy. They would go their own way and follow false gods if they didn't need his help. Although the people grumbled, Moses prayed to God for them. Their Creator understood their great need and made the water sweet to drink. But very soon, the children of Israel were grumbling again. They had no more food. They would starve to death in the desert. Again, they didn't think about God's wonderful answers earlier, yet once again, God gave all they needed, quails for meat and the daily support of manna. God's people were very slow to learn. Over the past few months, God had worked wonderful miracles for their good. You would expect them to remember and to trust him with each new problem. But are we perhaps the same? Do we too grumble against God in times of trouble? Do we forget his promises? Do we hold on to doubt and unbelief? When the Lord Jesus Christ was on earth, many people came to him for healing. Not all of them had strong faith, but they came anyway, and he healed them. One man asked Jesus to heal his son, who had an evil spirit. The man's faith was weak, but he said to the Lord, "I do have faith, but not enough. Help me to have more." The Lord Jesus answered his cry and healed the little boy. The 12 close friends of Jesus also knew their trust in him should be greater. They said to the Lord, "Make our faith stronger." Their faith did grow much stronger after he rose up from death and returned to his Father in heaven. They took the good news about Jesus to distant lands. They suffered many trials and hardships. Many people hated them and their message, but nothing could destroy their faith. Through them, millions have believed this great truth that the eternal God gave his only beloved Son, Jesus, to pay the price for our wrongdoing. Millions have eternal life through faith in Jesus. But the Bible book of Hebrews chapter 11 says this: "No one can please God without faith." If you want to be right with the Almighty God, put your faith in the Lord Jesus today. Trust him always. He will help you throughout your life on this earth and will bring you safe into his eternal home.
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and Psalm 121, verse 3. He'll direct you, yes,
sir. The drama is from the Bible in Living Sound. If you'd like to receive a free booklet, then write to this station and ask for it, but be sure to print your name and address. Or you can write to John, Post Office Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia 4053. You can also contact us through our website, www.bibleradio.org.au. Those addresses again, John, Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia, 4053. And the website, bibleradio.org.au. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
You've been listening to Bible Adventures, and I hope you'll join me again next time.
Jesus.